will change by 2020. Huttley says he expects social media to play an important role in encouraging participation. The Census Bureau is using social media and traditional advertising to get the word out about the Savannah Census Test. It runs through the end of May. For NPR News, I'm Sarah McCammon in Savannah.
And the census count here in this studio is two. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm one of them, David Green.
And I'm the other, Renee Montaigne.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois, offering financial products and services specifically for the agriculture industry, including farm real estate and operating loans, crop insurance, and point-of-sale financing, as well as farm cash management solutions.
It's a full green screen as I look at it this morning. Let's see how futures are trading. Hard red winter, May wheat 574, up 4.5. July is 579.5, up 4.5. Soft May wheat 536, up 6. July 539.5, up 5.75. May corn 389.75, now a half, up 4.5. July 397, up 4.25. December 413.25, up 4. May soybeans 987.5, up 13.5. July is 992, up 14. November 967.25, up 11. May soybean meal 327.90, up 380. May soybean oil 31.22, up 54. April live cattle 160.37.5, up 202.5. March feeders 215.90, up 102.5. April lean hogs 59.02.5, not 05, and they are up 60. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, is this an effect of the dollar where all commodities are rising like a boat together?
Like it's just all commodities kind of working together here this morning. Beans definitely the leader when you look at the quote board, and due to a little firmer basis. There's some talk that maybe there was some bean business done in the world. There was no real confirmation here this morning. So as we move through the week here, we'll see if there's buyers that show up over the 100,000-ton benchmark or not. But for the most part, you know, trade's looking at wet weather in the south. Corn plantings just aren't materializing in the south. You know what I mean? Extremely dry in the west. Russia's a little dry, so there's some weather problems, you know, around the world, generating some buying interest. But I think, you know, the bear had his way last week. Bull guy got his way into last week and probably the first part of this week. Then we'll kind of get adjusted and see what the numbers are here next Tuesday.
So we're already beginning the calculus of figuring out what the acreage mix might be a week from tomorrow. And if I hear what you're saying, there are folk thinking too wet down in the Delta, maybe a little less corn there, too dry in the northwest part of the Corn Belt, maybe difficulties there, maybe the numbers of corn are going to be a little less than we even think they're going to be.
Well, that's a tough one because you know, the producer's the one that filled out the survey for the most part. And what we've found here is, particularly in the south, you've got an operation who bought 100% beans and 50% corn seed with the idea he's going to be 50-50, and he's got that seed on the farm. Now, what's his intentions? He don't even know because if the weather's cooperative, his intentions was to put in the corn, then return 50% of the beans. But if it stays wet, well, that corn's going to come back, and he's going to go 100% beans. So it's kind of hard to, you know, get a handle on things. You know, these larger farmers, the seed corn, seed bean, wants their business, and they're going to do whatever it takes to keep that business. So they're accommodating these guys to keep them so they're flexible. And so we're not really going to have a handle on acreage until we get in June. to see, you know, what actually went into the ground, because there's some highly variable areas where, you know, this stuff could shift around quite a bit. But I think the trade perception is still less corn, more beans at this point in time.
So I guess the question is, what does the producer who needs to hedge for new crop do with these rallies that may go into the Wednesday, Thursday time frame?
Oh, that's simple. We've been, you know, incorporating marketing strategies where it keeps the producer completely flexible, where he can take advantage of rallies, and it's got downside protection on the breaks. And, you know, our main theme is to incorporate price floors in through here. So we're in a situation that if the bear gets his way, we got that coverage on. But the well-advertised drought in the farmer's almanac takes hold. Mm-hmm. You know, you're not committed to actual physical bushels, and you're able to lay off some sales higher in through here. So we continue to believe the best approach is to stay flexible.
So if you have that flexibility through some sort of an option strategy, at what price do you think, for starting, say you put the plan into place, we haven't made no sales yet, at what point is it fair value to begin to do a 10% sale then for corn and beans?
Well, you know, some of these guys would tell you, well, I sold it way back when I was hired, you know, so I don't know if I'd believe, you know, that they did 100% hire or not, but our main questions are, you know, I haven't done a whole lot, what do I do now? And that's a good question. And we always play catch-up strategies. The Deese corn, you know, you get them that 425 area. I think that's the goal to shoot for. And I'd be looking at, you know, if things do develop less acres and a little bit of weather, you may up towards 450. Bean-wise, November beans, I would think back towards this $9.85 to $10 area would, you know, be a futures price to look for in both those commodities to get some additional sales or price floors established to give you that downside protection in case we move lower here through the growing season.
And we have another report at the end of the month. We have a quarterly grain stocks report due out. And, oh, by the way, it's the end of the quarter, too. That is enough complicated things on that day. What do you think the grain stocks report might reveal going and in informing traders going forward?
Oh, that's a simple answer there. According to the phone calls we're receiving, the corn number is going to be bearish because everybody's calling in wanting to know what to do if old crops not sold, and the beans are going to be bullish because they sold their beans last fall. So, you know, I think we're going to see that type of trend here where the corn number is going to be big, and the bean number is probably going to be within, you know, expectations or show a little tighter situation versus what the corn numbers are.
Okay, so then at the end of the day or at 11 o'clock, 11:01, when the two reports are released a week from Tuesday, they are at opposite ends. They are opposing one another. Which wins the taffy poll?
Well, that's an excellent question, because if you go back in history, we've seen these black box programs trade these reports. They'll read a headline. If it's bullish, they'll buy, and then they get a bearish number, they'll turn around and sell it. So there's a lot of moving parts in here, so we're expecting quite a bit of volatility next week if you have the black boxes in there, if they go ahead to trade off these numbers, because you can have a bullish corn plantings number, and corn could be up 15 cents, and you could get a bearish stocks number, it could be down 15 cents right away. So, you know, if the computers are going to be turned on and have the green light to trade, I'd recommend having orders in to sell higher or buy lower to take advantage of any extreme move here we see next week.
Yeah, you may need a couple of them in there as fast as it's moving. And what else are you keeping an eye on for this week?
Well, we're continuing to watch these outside markets. Mm-hmm. We got some stability there. They want to spend the talk of a lower draw or higher commodity values. Let them have at it, you know. That'd be helpful, but you know, we're still extremely high levels in the dollar index. So whether you use that as a trading tool or not, you know, there's something to keep an eye on. But investor confidence is there, even though we've got lower energy values. We do have consumer confidence high because they're, you know, saving money at the gas pump, and the stock indexes continue to hold in there and march higher.
Thank you much, Kurt.
All right, take care, Dave.
Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. May corn trading 390 and three quarters, up 5 3/4. July, 398 and a quarter, up 5 1/2. December, 414 and a quarter, up 5. May soybeans, 988 and three quarters, up 15. July, 993, up 15. November, 968 and three quarters, up 12 1/2. May soybean meal, 328.50, up 450. May soybean oil, 31.24, up 56. Hard red winter wheat, May, 574 and three quarters, up 5 1/4. Soft May, 537, up 7. And April lean hogs, 58.97 1/2, up 52 1/2. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WIOL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.